In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find him a child, wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Elsewhere in Scripture, we find the story of the three magi, the wise men, who came to see the child. They followed an astronomical phenomenon in the skies that brought them away from the route they had originally planned in their travels to see this miracle that had occurred. And they brought gifts. In all their finery, they brought gifts. And they knelt before this child. So when we hear the story of Christmas, there is some comfort in the familiarity of it, I think. There is the story that we've heard, most of us who grew up in a Christian home, whether or not we went to church, somewhere we heard the Christmas story. And there's something about the stories that we hear over and over again throughout our lives that comforts us, that brings us to a rhythm that's very calm because it's familiar to us. But as you've heard me say in lessons leading up to this Christmas day, I look at the story in a lot of different ways. Most of us have come to question how this story could have occurred exactly the way it's told in the Scripture. And so what we remember is that it is a story. It is no less important whether it actually happened that way or not. What's important is that it touches us because those characters, all of them in the story, are us. We are those. We are the animals, we're the shepherds, we're Mary, we're Joseph, we are the Christ child, we're the wise men. Maybe we're even the angels. I like to think that we are. And what I love about this story this year, because it always teaches me something new, every single year, it teaches me something new, and I took the lesson from the Daily Word about the humble beginnings and the magnificence of what occurred. So if nothing else, let's take from the Christmas story the idea of a child born under less than hospitable circumstances, who lived a life that later became the one for which we draw examples for living our lives today. There's something to be said for that. I suppose the story would have been just as effective if Jesus had been born in a palace. I suppose the story would have been just as effective if there weren't shepherds there. But I have to think that there is this archetypal longing in us to find meaning in the stories that we hear, to even craft stories that help add meaning to our lives. And so we don't know what the motivation was for the writers of the Gospels when they told the Christmas story. It doesn't even appear in the book of John. But when we look at the story, we see ourselves. We see that uncertain young woman who lived in faith and followed the guidance of Spirit to do what was hers to do. We are Joseph. We are the man who also was faced with a challenge in his life that could have brought shame to his family, shame to his name. But he also acted in faith and with a sense of protection around the truth, if you will. He guarded the truth. He guarded the vessel of life, which is what we do as well. The shepherds, they were out there doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were watching their animals and keeping them safe from predators in the night. This is what shepherds did. And can you imagine their surprise when there was a divine message that came to them and said, you need to go somewhere and check something out. You need to follow this burning, shining light that you don't understand and see where it leads you. And so these humble people, these people of the earth, went somewhere, and they went and observed something that they couldn't explain, just like we do. Just like we do. Who hasn't experienced at the birth of any child the wonder? And so in their humble origins, in their humble livelihood, in their humble station in life, they were brought into an orbit of magnificence. I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment, but let's talk about the magnificent that came. The Magi came. They were supposedly great astronomers, sages, mages, who were looked to for their wisdom, for their potential prophecy about things. And they were carrying goods with them, precious goods, goods that in that time would have been worth a lot of coin. And so these magnificent men who already had stations in life, who already had roles in life that were respected, revered, they came to the stable as well. And what I love, I think what I love about the Magi the most is that they could have easily and intellectually dismissed what they were guided to do. They could have easily ignored the message. They could have easily ignored their instincts. However, they chose to follow it and see what happened. At what could have been a great cost to them. And they came before this common mother and father and baby. And they were humbled to their knees by something that they experienced there. So I guess, beloved, what I'm trying to say to you is it doesn't matter where we are in our lives. It doesn't matter what our origins are, what our family story is, what our beginnings are. We are all on a level playing field in spirit. We have moments in which the spiritual life humbles us so that we fall to our knees, literally or figuratively, and say, what is this that I'm experiencing? This is greater than my current understanding. And likewise, when we think we have everything all figured out, we're brought to a new truth The shepherds. Why? Why were they given this gift of illumination? Why were they given this gift to experience something brand new in the world? Because it doesn't matter what our origin story is. It doesn't matter what our station in life is. All are one under the umbrella of Spirit. And so the Christmas story speaks to us because it encourages us to be humble, to be teachable, to reconsider who we think we are. And we love the Christmas story because there is magnificence in it, and there is magnificence in us that we have the opportunity to rise to. That is, that's the beauty of the story. Because humble and magnificent may seem to be two completely different things. And in an earthly context, I guess they are. But in spirit, we experience both. And both are necessary. If we have our humility and do not rise to our magnificence, then we're not at our full potential. We may not be living the purpose for which we were created. Likewise, if we have a strong sense of our magnificence and not a balancing sense of humbleness, humility, then our gifts are not used wisely, and we can become harsh. We can become closed off to the rest of the world. And beloved, the world needs both of those things. It needs the humble and the magnificent. The world needs that. On this day, when many of us here in the Western world are experiencing abundance and plenty in our material things, in meeting our best basic needs, in having friends and or family that we could share this day with, we also remember those whose circumstances do not lead them into a time of great joy. We think about all the places where people are living in fear, in poverty, in sickness, in oppression. And our humble magnificence would have us extend our blessings even farther into the world to touch all corners on this day. And maybe that's the other part of the Christmas story. No matter what happened, something did happen that changed the world. And the lessons and the teachings, no matter how codified they've become, no matter how distorted they might have been from what the teacher himself might have said, something has come down through the ages that has stuck. It's lasted. It's made a permanent impression on us. And it challenges us to continue to expand our generous nature to all people. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. No gender, no race, no country, no creed. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. I think that's what the angels were saying. And I think that's why we like the message and the image of angels. It's because they bring good news and they bring challenging news. They didn't say, if they did indeed say peace on earth, we should pay attention and be those instruments and agents of peace. Love on earth, hope on earth, faith on earth, power on earth, magnificent, humble power on earth to do that which is ours to do. Just as we celebrate today the birth of the one who came to do what he was supposed to do. And so in our prayer, yes, we always say that the Christ is born anew today, and the Christ is that living spirit in us. But the truth is, the Christ is born anew in us every single day, not just today. It's not like today is the day and you don't have to think about it the rest of the year. The Christ is born anew in us every day. We welcome that, or we forget, or some days we say no, but it is an irrepressible force. The Christ Spirit will shine through us. It's up to us whether or not we're going to cooperate. And what you hear in this story of Christmas is ultimately cooperation between many elements that came together. Mary and Joseph, the baby, the innkeeper, the lowly animals in that barn. If you've ever experienced barn life, you know how comforting the sound of barn animals can be. Most of the time, maybe not so much goats, but nevertheless, I find the sounds of the barn to be one of the most normal and comforting things. And Mary had that with her that night. So here are the animals, the innkeeper, Mary, Joseph, the baby, all the shepherds, and the magi, and the angels watching over it all. Cooperating for this event, this shining moment in the sky and on earth, in which something changed. Something changed. Is it okay with you to let that be a mystery? Is it okay with you not only to engage in the mystery of the Christmas story today, but every day of your life, will the unfolding of Spirit in you continue to be a mysterious and wonderful thing? Will it tap into your humbleness and your magnificence? Will it do that? I think that this season calls us to be refined in that way. We're refining all the time. So my blessing and my wish for you this day is that you know the peace, the love, the joy, the hope, the faith in you that is a gift every single moment of your life. May you know it completely. May you continue to know it in the days and weeks and months ahead. Don't wait till next Christmas to experience this again. And maybe that's the biggest miracle of all. It's every day. So I would ask you to join me now in a brief moment of meditation. As we listen and listen to that same Spirit that has spoken to human beings throughout time. Listen to that song in your heart that maybe has a melody you can't quite define. Listen for that message in which you might not be able to distinguish all of the words, and yet it speaks to you deeply. Listen to that part of you that says, I don't understand. Teach me. Listen to the part of you that says, I know what God is. Let me live that. And as you look at the beautiful lights of Christmas, as you enjoy your gifts, as you share meals, whether you're with others or if you're in solitude today, Let this day be joyous in the way that is not just about fun and happiness, although it may have that in it, but joyous in the sense that you are God's very own. Be at peace. And be that agent of peace. Today, if nothing else, extend your peace to all people everywhere. And it only takes a moment. Peace upon you, says your heart. And may the blessings of this day remain with you and continue to bloom and expand within you in all the days ahead. And so it is. Amen.